This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. An attempt in the U.S. House of Representatives to fast-track a $19 billion disaster relief bill has failed. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Madam Speaker, I object.
Thomas Massey became the second Republican in as many sessions to stop the $19 billion package from being approved under fast-track rules, arguing if it was so important, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi should have kept the House in session for a full roll call vote.
Before sending every member of Congress on recess for 10 days.
Moments earlier, number two House Democrat Steny Hoyer urged Republicans not to block a bill that would help Americans hit by natural disasters.
Millions of people are at risk.
President Trump and bipartisan leaders all support the bill, and it will eventually pass, if not during another short session this week, then during a full one next week. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The founder of the Smithsonian Institution's newest museum, which focuses on African American history, has been selected to lead the institution's entire system of museums and parks. The Smithsonian Institution announced Tuesday that Lonnie Bunch will become the museum system's first African American leader, also known as the secretary. Bunch spent the years from 2003 to the present working on the African American History Museum, which opened its doors in September 2016. Bunch said Tuesday he's excited about this new challenge.
It is humbling, exciting. It is something that had never crossed my mind to do. But it also makes me feel good because I get to give back to the institution I care the most about, the Smithsonian.
The Smithsonian Institution is the world's largest museum, education, and research complex with 19 museums and the National Zoo. This is VOA News. Severe weather is ravaging the central United States. AP's Rita Foley has more.
Blake Gifford ran into a church and hit the floor just as a tornado rolled through the Dayton, Ohio area.
I'm laying there shaking. My head's up against the wall and the wall shaking back and forth. There's wind from the tornadoes pushing through up through the vent into my face, and I'm freaking out.
Dayton area Sheriff Rob Streck says it's hard to believe how much damage there is.
Extensive property damage, residences, businesses, trees uprooted, power outages.
He was on the Today Show. Blake Gifford talked to WKEF-TV. I'm Rita Foley.
There have been 11 deaths on Mount Everest this year. That's the highest total since 2015. As AP's Charles de Ledesma reports, crowding on the mountain is partly to blame.
Seasoned mountaineers say Nepal's reluctance to limit the number of permits it issues to scale Mount Everest has contributed to dangerous overcrowding, with inexperienced climbers impeding others and causing deadly delays. 11 people have died this season so far, the highest number since 2015. Nepal doesn't have any regulations to determine how many permits should be issued, so anyone with a doctor's note can obtain one for an $11,000 fee. This year, permits were issued to 381 people, the highest number ever, according to the government. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
May is Everest's busy season because it usually has the best weather, but this year there were fewer good climbing days than usual, and that made for longer lines on the climbing routes on the days when weather was good. U.S. consumer confidence has hit a six-month high. AP's Shelley Adler has this report.
The Consumer Confidence Index measures consumers' assessment of current economic conditions along with their expectations for the next 6 months. Both improved in May. Americans' evaluation of today's economy hit the highest level since December of 2000. One reason for their optimism, a healthy job market, and their spirits remained high even though the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down more than 3% this month. That's largely due to worries about the trade war with China. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Brazilian authorities say at least 40 prisoners were killed in four jails in the north of the country Monday in what appears to be gang violence. All four prisons are in the city of Manaus, where 15 prisoners were killed during a fight between rival prison gangs at a fifth prison. Authorities say all the victims in Monday's killings appear to have been asphyxiated. And at a time when bad news seems to be inescapable, the aid group Save the Children has some good news. It says across the globe, children are healthier and safer than ever before. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.